from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Royals head to Minnesota for a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, three-game set tonight. Tomorrow night, Wednesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big one because of what happened over the weekend. No blood lost with the St. Louis Cardinals. Obviously, you lose the first night. Bullpen, again, brutal. Second night, absolutely just cleaned up. Cleaned house. Wasn't even a close game.
Yeah, Salvi was huge, obviously, on Saturday night. Just kind of taking over that thing, right?
You know, Salvi, Bobby, and MJ, all three had huge games against the Cardinals on Saturday. And now you look at the division. And you are four games out against Cleveland. Mm-hmm. You are a half game behind Minnesota. And in the wild card, this is a beautiful thing. You are starting to separate yourself, even though here come the Seattle Mariners. Boston, three games out. Seattle, 2.5. Weekend overall, two-game series, Sunday off. I wasn't really upset. I wasn't really, like, super ecstatic. I was just like, look, you lost Friday. You have to win Saturday. They did that. They move on. They get an off day. Minnesota tied for three.
Yeah, I really wanted them to win both games against the Cardinals, though. That was a losing franchise that came in here, and that's one of those games that you let get away. And you let get away, again, the same way most of these games have been getting away. This bullpen stinks out loud. I think it's fair to say that right now, other than that Ursig guy, right?
Yeah, that guy's a hard-ass.
That guy. Other than that dude, there's nobody in this bullpen right now that you can truly rely on. Like, if you look at everybody in the eye and say, can I rely on MacArthur? Can I rely on this guy? Can I rely on that guy? I think the answer to that question is no. And that's what concerns me about not going in necessarily to the series against the Twins, but these last 40 games. Are they going to get enough out of the bullpen to hold on to this thing and to make sure that they do get into the postseason? Because right now, the bullpen, Dusty, gives me a lot of concern. And it's just not a reliable group right now. Like, I know not everybody has to be their best all the time. But, man, somebody's got to show me something out of the bullpen other than this Ursig guy that I think we could rely on as we get, you know, into the middle days of August and into September. Like, you've got to have guys that can be reliable in that bullpen. And right now, that's just not the case for the Royals. They stink.
Yeah, the problem is that it's weird how it happens, Bob, because it's like for 2 weeks, it's one guy. And then 2 weeks later, it's another guy. And I feel like that's, you know, one, it seems like it could be very taxing on your head manager. Or your manager of the club. But like Friday night, Lorenzen wasn't sharp. Like it just was obvious. He wasn't there. Four innings, six hits, three runs, three earned. But then it's like Sam Long does decent, gives up a run. Ersig, great.
Right.
Will Smith, terrible. And then it's like Stratton, great. Zerpa,
terrible.
MacArthur, great. And it's like it was MacArthur.
But MacArthur was terrible the night before.
And it's like, yeah, and it's just like, so you're right. This bullpen is going to be the Achilles heel of this baseball team. Like, I think we can all agree to that. this team is going to make the playoffs. I can almost guarantee you that. I know it's not a guarantee right now, and there's still a little bit of time left in the season. These three games will be the thing. But it seems like the Royals' best recipe, and maybe this is the obvious eye roll in your car on a Monday morning, like, who is this ass talking about baseball? Like, he knows what he's talking about. But here's the thing. The best recipe is you're up 4-0, your starter's cooking, and all you need to do is have your bullpen guy go in there and get you one or two innings.
Right.
That's the only way that they're going to be, like, the most successful going forward. And the other thing, too, is you just got to get to the playoffs, because then you can go with your three-man rotation, and then you can be like, okay, Marsh, Waka, you guys, Lorenzen, you're going to be our bullpen. That's going to be your bullpen, or these starting pitching. And we're going to take this bullpen, and hopefully it's only Irsig and some other guy that has to come in, because honestly, I'm like you now. I'm sold. I think Irsig has to be your closer.
Yep.
I think you need to bring in Bubic in the eighth. And then hopefully,
and I use that term closer kind of loosely, like in a tight, like if you're in a tight situation,
like
a tight situation in the seventh inning, you're up by one and they got two on with one out.
Right.
I want Irsig coming in that situation. I don't want to save him to the ninth inning, because if you don't go to him, there's a good chance the ninth inning isn't going to matter. Right. And you're not going to need a closer, you know, in the ninth inning. So I think instead of using the term maybe closer for Irsig, maybe we start to use a term that is, as you said, the door slammer, the guy who gets you out of the jam, or whatever the case may be. Like when you need outs.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You go to this guy out of the bullpen to clean things up a little bit. Like maybe he's the wolf of the bullpen, if you will. You know, kind of comes in when you need him to come in and clean things up. And I think that could be a situation where the Royals are going to have to really, really consider using him in the highest leverages of situation, because right now he's the only individual that I really, truly can trust. But also, too, now we have to start asking the starters to go deeper into games, right? Mm-hmm. Like 5 innings isn't acceptable anymore. Like if you're a starter on this team and you're cruising along, you've got to go to 7. You've got to push this thing to 8 innings. It's all about winning games now and figuring out ways to win games. And your starting staff still gives you the best opportunity to win, because the starting staff is really, really good, right? The bullpen just happens to be the wide receivers of 2023 for the Kansas City Chiefs, the Kadarius Tonys of the world, right? And the Sky Moores of the world, and whoever else you want to put into that category. Mahomes was able to bail everybody out. Will Bobby Witt be able to bail everybody out like Mahomes did when that bullpen goes, you know, belly up, as it's done a lot this year? So that's the concern for me right now as we head down to these last 40 games. And obviously this big series tonight is, I just don't know if this bullpen is good enough to keep the Royals in a playoff position. And they did the best that they possibly could at the deadline. It's no knock against the front office at all. It's like, okay, now this offseason comes, we know what we need to do, right? Like there's going to be a big overhaul of this bullpen in the offseason. You hope it can just hold it together enough to get this organization into the postseason, because I think it's huge for this organization to get into the postseason this year and kind of set the groundwork of, okay, we hit the ground running and we're ready to go. But to me, it's they're going to go as far as this bullpen takes them, and if they can't figure it out, we may be in for a shorter postseason run, if you will, or maybe not even a postseason run if this bullpen can't get things figured out.
Yeah, I mean, we could focus over on the next three games of the Minnesota Twins, but I think when you're a team that is competitive and a team that is considered good, I mean, I would say they're well above average, obviously, with the record and the way they played the season, but you can nitpick what your team isn't great at, right? Like last year, the Chiefs were 11-6, but it was like, our receivers stink out loud. Like it was obvious. Like you're like, the only one that is actually worth it is Rashee Rice right now. We have to use Pacheco. We have to use Travis Kelce. You look at this Chiefs bullpen. It's like, that's the one thing that's bad. If the Chiefs didn't have that bullpen, they're probably a 70-win team if they had a better bullpen. And I know you can be like, well, yeah, if we had Wade Davis and Holland and all that. That's not what I'm saying. This bullpen is just unreliable. And it's one of those things, Bob, where I know you're probably the same way. Max probably the same way. If it's 3-1 going into the seventh inning and here comes Zerpa, I'm going, okay.
Oh, God.
I'm like, okay, just please. And as soon as he walks the first guy, I'm like, they're good. And it's not, you know, it's not being pessimistic.
No, it's just being like realistic.
It's just like seeing, it's like, okay. And then sometimes, you know, it's just the inconsistency. But what is consistent is your starting pitching. I know they haven't announced a starter for Tuesday, but let's be honest. Tonight is Brady Singer.
Right.
Wednesday is Cole Reagans. That means Tuesday's probably Seth Lugo. I would assume those are going to be your three starters. You are going into now what's next big up for the biggest series of the season.
Oh, huge, yeah.
And you can leapfrog the Minnesota Twins by a maximum of, what, 2.5 games? If you sweep them.
If you sweep them, yeah, you're in good spot,
You win 2 out of 3, you're up a game and a half. So you're looking again at 2 out of 3 is a big series here, and you're taking
Was pitching Tuesday.
Yeah, okay. I just wasn't on this app that I was looking at, but I was pretty sure.
The Minnesota Twins have not named starters for Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right. And you have to go into this series thinking, okay, look at all the advantages you have. You have the three big hoses for your team going in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You have Bobby Witt Jr., the MVP of the league, at least in my opinion, even though it's probably Judge. He had another home run yesterday. We can get into talk about the Yankees. And then three, you got Salvador Perez as a captain starting to get hot again, and he's going into Target Field where he absolutely rakes.
Yeah, he destroys Target Field, man. I was thinking about that yesterday. I'm like, yeah, the Royals are off today, not a lot going on, right? And then I started thinking about Salvi's performance on Saturday night, and that was the 13th anniversary of his debut in Kansas City as a professional baseball player, right? When you look at people every day, it's like they don't look like they age, you know. And then you see the time lapse pictures, if you will. Salvador Perez on his August 10th date. That's his debut date. This comes from Kurt Nelson over at the Royals Hall of Fame. He sent this to me. He's played 10 games on August 10th in his career. He's hitting .378 with 5 homers and 12 driven in. He has at least one hit in 9 of the 10 games. So every time he plays on his anniversary, you need to put money on Salvi doing something good, you know, on the FanDuel app, because he's going to cash in. And so he did it again on Saturday in his big moment. And then yesterday I'm starting to think about, all right, we're going to Target Field. You start to kind of play the games through your mind. I'm like, I love our starting pitching in this game. I hate our bullpen right now. Our defense is phenomenal. Oh, Salvi's the X factor in this one, because Salvi hits at Target Field like nobody's ever hit at Target Field before. I think he literally is the world's greatest hitter at Target Field. Like, the numbers that he puts up there are beyond belief. And you have to think, you know, if Salvi would have signed with the Twins, how much more money would he have been making with those numbers? Because whatever it is in Minnesota, man, that guy absolutely owns that ballpark and crushes the ball there and is just a tremendous player. So I'm excited to watch Salvi play in these games up at Target Field, because he owns the joint. And we got three starters going against a guy in Lopez tonight, whatever you want to say about him. But then they got two TBAs coming the next two nights. Like, this is a must-win series. Go up there and sweep the Minnesota Twins and assert yourself as the second best team as of this moment in the American League Central. You know, you go up there and you win one against the Minnesota Twins. This is not cutting the mustard. You've got to find a way to absolutely go out and do damage, win the series at least. But, man, you sweep the Minnesota Twins, you're sitting in a great spot going into the off day on Thursday.
I'm with you. Two out of three would be two out of three ain't bad, as Meatloaf once said.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.